We have been receiving very disturbing reports already starting last year that we have not been able to verify that Syria has been laying mines along its border with Lebanon last fall. And in the recent weeks and days, we have been able to confirm through eyewitnesses and their testimonies that actually Syrian authorities have been indeed laying anti-personnel and anti-vehicle mines along its border with Turkey and with Lebanon. And unfortunately, there have been already first casualties reported. And this is, of course, outrageous, and we are very deeply disturbed because there is no justification to use anti-personnel landmines in today's world by anyone, anywhere, under any circumstances. And, of course, this just adds on to already very dire humanitarian crisis that Syrian civilians are faced with.
Well, the Syrians are obviously trying to keep the people in. I mean, from what I understand, the mines are being laid along the routes that people use to flee Syria. Am I right?
Yes, that's correct. Mines are being laid along the most popular routes of used by the Syrian civilians to flee the country and to seek refuge both in Turkey and Lebanon. In addition, we have also heard that another reason for laying those mines is to prevent smuggling of weapons into the country.
I hear that your organization has issued a call to governments.
Yes, we are outraged by this horrible news, and we have called on the international community, on all the governments, and especially on the special envoy Kofi Annan, to protest this use of mines and to put strong pressure on Syria to immediately stop using mines to ensure removal and destruction of all the mines planted to prevent any further casualties. As I mentioned before, 80% of the world has banned landmines. They are considered to be illegal, unacceptable weapon. It's an indiscriminate weapon that cannot tell the difference between a foot of a child or a soldier. And that's why there is no place for mines being used in today's world anymore. And we want to ensure that this crisis won't grow any further in Syria. And one particular horrible element of landmines is, of course, that they don't only kill and maim during the time of the conflict, but sometimes years, decades to come after the conflict is over.
Obviously, many countries are part of the 1997 mine ban treaty that you were mentioning. But if they're still around, there are countries that are still producing them, are still exporting them, and are still profiting from their production. These mines that are being found in Syria, do you know where they come from?
Yes, those mines that we found in Syria are coming from Russia, actually from the former Soviet Union. The ones that we came across is the PMN-2 anti-personnel mine that has been produced by the Soviet Union. We are not aware of Syria having its own production of anti-personnel mines. We are also not aware that Syria has exported landmines outside of the country. However, they do have these Soviet stocks, and this is where the use is coming from. Today, there is only basically a handful of countries that still actively produces anti-personnel mines. That includes countries as China, India, Pakistan, Israel. And the export of anti-personnel landmines, thanks to all the stigma put on the weapon and, of course, the mine ban treaty adopted in 1997, it has dropped immensely. And we have virtually no tangible evidence of export of anti-personnel mines at present.
How has your call to governments been received? Have you had any feedback?
Yes, we were very pleased to see the president of the convention of the last meeting of states parties immediately issuing a press statement in three languages, English, French, and Spanish, calling on Syria to stop the use and to ensure that it doesn't contribute to further humanitarian crisis. So we are very pleased about this. We have been working with our international network to raise awareness, to ask all governments, including those that constitute the leadership of the convention today, all the states parties to the convention, to express publicly their concern, their condemnation, to protest this use and to put pressure on Syria. So right now we are mobilizing our network of campaigners around the world. We have received news from many of them taking action, sending letters to Syrian embassies around the world, sending letters and meeting with their government officials to urge them to speak up publicly and put pressure on Syria. So we hope that these actions and this global mobilization will help us to really maintain this issue on the agenda and make Syria stop it and address the problem on the ground.
Thank you very much, Kasia. Is there anything you'd like to add to that?
I wanted to say that we've been very pleased to see this very impressive media coverage of this issue in the past few days. This is really very good news. It's really great to see media being sensitive and sensitizing the public about this horrific events. Of course, Syria is full of bad news today, and we understand that this is just one of many. However, this issue is extremely unacceptable and specific in the way that, again, this is not during this conflict that we will have this problem. Once mines are planted, they will continue killing, maiming, and just threaten people from using the land, from leading normal life for decades to come. So that's very important. And as we have seen in the past 12 months, unfortunately, the events related to the Arab Spring have led to increase in mine use, which is a very bad news. Last year, we have witnessed new mine use in Libya under the Muammar Gaddafi forces, also in Israel along the border with Syria, and ongoing use in Myanmar.